My parents called off my 18th birthday party at the last minute because my sister, their favorite, threw a tantrum about her canceled trip. She said, "If I can't be happy, then she can't be either." They forgot to uninvite one of the guests who showed up at our door, and things did not go well for my parents. Hi, so I just turned 18 a couple of days ago, but unfortunately my parents canceled my party at the very last minute because my Brady older sister demanded it. To be honest, she wasn't even supposed to be here for the party, and I was really happy about it. It's just my luck that the day she was supposed to leave, all the flights got canceled because of severe storms in the Midwest. She was supposed to leave for New York City 3 days before my birthday with a bunch of her friends, but for now, they have had to postpone the trip. She has been extremely upset about it, which means that my parents have been walking on eggshells around her because they really don't want to piss her off. I mean, they wouldn't dare. She's the golden child of our family. After all, so much so that on the morning of my birthday, she demanded that my birthday be cancelled because if she doesn't get to have fun, neither will I, and of course, my parents didn't even think twice before sending out the message to every single person who had been invited. I found out about it much later around the evening when I was patiently waiting for all the guests to arrive, but nobody was coming by. When I finally asked my parents why nobody had arrived, even my 7 in the evening, they finally told me that they had cancelled the party without even asking me because my sister was very upset and they didn't think that it would be right to have a party when she was in such a state. It was then that I completely lost my temper and started screaming at my parents because it was just so unfair. My parents always had acted very differently with my sister, catering to her every need more than mine, and expecting me to compromise and adjust throughout my life. I had always done that, but this was just taking things way too far. It was my parents who had offered to organize my 18th birthday party for me, had invited all my friends and relatives so we could have a big birthday bash, and now they had cancelled all of it without even telling me, just because my sister was whining about some trip that got cancelled for very valid reasons, and it wasn't even in anybody's control. My parents had also been slyly enough to tell all the guests that the reason they were cancelling the party was because I had fallen sick all of a sudden, and they had requested everyone specifically not to text me about it until the next day, because then I would end up being on my phone and that was the last thing that I needed with my migraine. So nobody had even texted me and I wasn't able to figure out what was going on until the last minute. As soon as my parents told me what was happening, I started fighting with them and screaming at them. I was extremely upset because it wouldn't be in my place. And even then, the only thing that they were concerned about was me being too loud because they were worried that my sister would wake up from her nap. I couldn't care less about that, and I just went on screaming until my sister came downstairs and started defending our parents, saying that they had done nothing wrong. She claimed that she was the one who had said that she didn't want anybody partying or having any sort of celebration at a time when she was so upset because it would just be heartless. And if I couldn't see that, then I was really the most spoiled and entitled person. The sheer audacity to even say that to me after what she had done pissed me off to such a level that I just started blindly cursing at her, and I grabbed her hair and tried to shake her so that things ended up getting physical. Our parents had to break us apart, and I guess we didn't hear the doorbell ringing until we finally stopped fighting. My parents were very sure that they had uninvited everyone, but when they opened the door, my grandpa was standing outside. My paternal grandfather is really a force to be reckoned with, and everyone in the family fears and respects him a lot, including my parents. So having him at the door was not good news for them. And as soon as the door was opened, he stepped inside and started inquiring about why there was so much yelling and cursing. He looked at me for answers because, well, I was the one who was cursing the most. Usually I wouldn't tell anyone about the kind of treatment that I received from my parents because it was very petty, but this time I had absolutely nothing and told my grandpa everything. I was very upset with my parents and my sister, and I didn't think there was any point in trying to hide the truth anymore because that would just encourage them to treat me even worse. It was time to speak up, and so I did. I also told him that my sister being treated like the favorite was not even just a one-off incident. It was something that I have had to put up with every single day for the past 18 years of my life, but this incident was the limit and I couldn't put up with this anymore. As soon as I was done talking about it, I could see that my grandpa was absolutely appalled. The shock was visible on his face, and within a few seconds he snapped at my father and started scolding him. I got to find out a lot of things that so far I had no idea about. My grandpa started scolding my father because apparently he had been sending money to my parents every month for the past couple of years because my parents had been struggling to keep their business going and also support our family. So it was really my grandfather who had been supporting us all along, and even this party that my parents were about to take credit for, it had all been paid for by my grandfather. My grandpa told my parents that they had really let him down by treating me this way because from the way I was acting, it was very obvious that I had been traumatized because of their favoritism towards my sister. My parents quietly let him talk, but my sister, being the absolute fool that she is, tried to argue with him and told him that the only reason she had asked for this to be cancelled was because she was absolutely shattered that her trip to New York that she had been looking forward to for the past couple of months had been cancelled for the foreseeable future. It was really heartless of me to have a party when she was suffering, but my grandpa had no time for her and the BS she was spewing and told her to her face that she was the epitome of entitlement to even demand that I cancel my 18th birthday party just to accommodate her feelings about a trip that she could take later. He told her that the world didn't revolve around her, and I think that must have actually been news to her. Anyway, my sister arguing with my grandpa pissed him off even more, and eventually he just told my parents that he would no longer be supporting them and they were on their own now. Then he told me to pack my bags and come along with him if I wanted to move out, because clearly my parents were up to no good and they only cared about my sister. Even when my grandpa said that, the only thing that my parents seemed to be outraged about was the fact that my grandpa had said that they would not receive any financial support from him anymore. They didn't even seem to care about the fact that he had offered to let me move in with him, and I was about to take him up on that offer, which just goes to show that my grandpa was completely right about them not giving a crap about me. So I wasted no time. I went upstairs while my parents tried to bargain and argue with my grandpa, so he would not withdraw his support. I quickly packed my things and then I went downstairs and left with my grandpa, who didn't even look back at his son one last time while we were driving to his place. He even apologized to me for everything that I had gone through and said that he should have taken this step a really long time ago. I don't know what that means, but I'm just really glad that I'm staying with him right now. The only people who are unhappy about this arrangement are obviously my parents, and they have been relentlessly trying to get through to me. I haven't blocked them yet, but I haven't been responding to them either. I haven't picked up any of their calls, and neither have I answered any of their messages, but I have been reading all of them. My mom and dad kept texting me to apologize and kept saying that they really didn't think things through. They said they always put my sister first because she was more delicate and her feelings were more fragile. In doing so, they didn't even realize they were neglecting me and they were really sorry about it. They tried very hard to make it seem like they were only neglecting me because they thought I was tough and strong enough to deal with it. But let's be real. My sister is almost 5 years older than me, and if anything, she should be the one who should have been strong enough to deal with the fact that she had to share her parents with me. So I didn't buy a single word of what my parents were trying to tell me. I knew they were only acting this way because they wanted me to come back, so my grandpa would continue to support them. All I wanted from them was just one genuine apology, but that never came, and it started really pissing me off. This morning I told my father to stop texting me and said that I knew they were only doing this because they wanted my grandpa to continue supporting them, and I did not need their fake apologies. I was done with them and they had shown me exactly where their priorities were by canceling my birthday party without even asking me. That really was the straw that broke the camel's back, and now I was never coming back to them. Instead of apologizing, my dad then wrote back to me and said that he knew he had treated me unfairly and so had my mother, but they were willing to apologize for it and ready to do anything to make it up to me. They made a mistake by saying that they were ready to do anything because I took that opportunity to tell them that I would only agree to come back to them and talk to my grandpa about supporting them. If and only if they could promise me that when I came back, my sister would no longer be living with us. After all, she was 23 and had been working for the past 2 years. She should have saved up enough money to have been able to move out by now. So I don't even think I was being that unfair, but my parents think that I'm being ridiculous and heartless. So now I, for telling my parents that I will only move back in with them if my sister moves out. Hey, so everyone wanted to know exactly why I hadn't spoken to anybody from my family about how I was being treated by my parents. Well, for starters, as I think I had mentioned in my original post earlier, it had all just been very petty little incidents. I remember always being told that I had to leave the last slice of pizza or the last of any food that was ordered for my sister, if she happened to like it. If she didn't, only then was I allowed to finish it all. Similarly, I was not allowed to buy or wear the kind of clothes that she liked. My parents told me that she had her personal style and I should never try to copy it. That meant I couldn't wear anything that was trendy. I was mostly forced to wear her hand-me-down. Since we were almost the same size, I rarely ever got to buy anything new because my parents thought it was pointless. So, you know, that kind of stuff. She had always just been a huge priority for my parents, and even though these things are petty, they still add up. Unfortunately, I never thought that this was important enough to mention to my relatives. Even if I had done that, I hardly think these were grounds for anyone who wanted to take me away or offer to let me move out of my house, which is why I just kept quiet about it. Otherwise, it would just piss my parents off even more. Coming to my grandfather, I said that he's a force to be reckoned with because literally everybody in the family admires and respects him. Back in his day, he was one of the best lawyers and had won many difficult cases. He's extremely morally upright, leads a very disciplined lifestyle, and not to mention he's extremely wealthy as well. So obviously it goes without saying that everybody in the family looks up to him. If I wanted to, I could have spoken to him about how my parents were treating me, but up until last year, my grandpa was really busy taking care of my grandmother who was in her final stages of life. He was a bit too preoccupied by that, and I didn't want to bother him with my petty complaints against my parents when he was already dealing with so much. After my grandma passed away, he was grieving, so I didn't think that it was worth it to bring it up anyway. Now that he has offered to help me out, I'm really grateful for it. We have always had a good relationship, so it's not surprising that he has offered to let me move in with him until it's time for me to go away for college. He has even told me that he's going to bear all the expenses of that until I am working. Update 1. Hi. So I have decided that I'm going to stick to the condition that I put forward to my parents. Obviously, I have no intention of going back to living with my parents, even if they kick my sister out. I just want to see if they actually do it. That's all that will let me know if they are serious about wanting me back and if they think my sister is more important than my grandfather's financial support. I haven't told him anything about this, but to be fair, there were also a lot of things that had been kept from me and that I didn't find out about until recently. So I think it's fair enough. I'm referring to the fact that all along my grandpa had known that my parents didn't really want me, and yet he had never done anything about it. In fact, I had never even known why exactly my parents preferred my sister, even though she did not have any qualities that would explain their partial behavior. It was my grandpa who explained to me recently that my parents initially only planned on having one child, but then 5 years after my sister was born, my mother got pregnant with me. They planned on terminating the pregnancy, but my dad made the mistake of telling my mother's parents about it, and they were quite insistent on the fact that if my parents had been blessed with another child, it would be wrong to reject that blessing. So my maternal grandparents talked my parents into having me. Unfortunately, they got into a really terrible car accident when my mother was in her 8th month, and after fighting for their lives for a couple of weeks, both of them succumbed to their injuries. Obviously, my mom was devastated and she had a bit of a psychotic break while she was pregnant, where she started accusing me of bringing bad luck to her life. She had to be institutionalized for a couple of weeks, and when she came back she was relatively better, but my parents subconsciously started regretting the fact that they had ever allowed the pregnancy to come this far. They had every intention of putting me up for adoption after I was born, but this time my paternal grandparents put their foot down and said that they were just being ridiculous and did not allow my parents to put me up for adoption. They were unwilling parents, but nevertheless, they still raised me. My grandpa told me about all of this when I confronted him about the remark that he had made when he was bringing me back home about how he should have known better and taken this step a long time ago. So this is what he really meant by that, and I agree he definitely should have anyway. Now that I know the truth about why exactly my parents have treated me differently, I know that I will never go back to them. The way that I'm treating them right now is completely justified. They punished me for years for something that was not even my fault. At least I'm better than that in punishing them for things that are actually their fault. I'm still a little annoyed with my grandpa for not telling me the truth earlier, but I kind of understand that these things are hard to talk about, especially to someone who's still a kid, but he's the only person I can rely on right now, so I'm trying not to be so mad at him. Update 2. It's been a week and 4 days since I moved out of my house. My parents have been texting me, trying to get me to change my mind about the condition that I had proposed, but I did not respond to them. I did not think it was necessary to speak to them until they had come to a decision. They hadn't tried to call me or text me for the past 3 days, and I thought that they had finally given up today while I was leaving after school. I saw that my sister was standing outside and I didn't get a good feeling about it, so I asked one of my male friends to walk me home. He's a football player, so he's kind of on the bigger side, and I knew if my sister tried to do anything funny, he would be there to come to my rescue. He and I have been friends for a really long time, so I trust him implicitly, and he knows literally everything, including whatever I have mentioned about my family. He agreed to walk me back home and my sister kept following us silently, which was really creeping me out. Halfway back home, I decided to turn around and confront her about what exactly she was trying to do. She told me that she was not willing to talk to me about these things in front of a stranger, but I told her that I was not even willing to speak to her at all. She then started telling me that our parents have been really stressed out and upset, and it's all because of me and how I've been behaving. Then she mentioned that yesterday our parents had finally told her that I would not come back home or even speak to my grandpa about supporting them again until they were back on their feet, unless she was kicked out of the house. She was here to confront me about it because she thought that I was being extremely unfair. I thought it was ridiculous of her to think that I would dignify this with a discussion, so I just told her that if I can't be happy, then neither can she. That's exactly the logic that she had used to get my party cancelled, and I think it should apply to her as well. Then I turned around to walk back home, but she started screaming at me and said that I was a horrible human being. I didn't even bother to respond or even turn around. I just kept walking with my friend and flipped her off. I guess the fact that I flipped her off was what pissed her off because the next thing I knew, she had attacked me and I was on the ground. I was wearing a backpack so I could feel the weight of that as well as her on my back. Thankfully though, my friend had my back literally because within seconds I felt my sister being lifted off. When I finally managed to get back on my feet and dust myself off, I saw that my friend was literally holding her one arm away and he had barely even broken a sweat. So I guess I was right to have him walk me back home, since my sister always had a violent streak and I knew about it. I was extremely annoyed that she had even thought that she could attack me and get away with it. So I walked up to her, slapped her really hard, and told her that if she tried to do anything funny again, I would report her to the cops with all the trouble that she had already caused for her. Dear parents, I'm pretty sure that they wouldn't appreciate it more. She still had the audacity to try and continue arguing with me, but after that, my friend and I continued to walk away, and after that slap, she did not pursue me further. When I got back home, I told my grandpa all about it and he was about to call the cops, but I told him that it was not even worth it. She was just a loser, and I'm pretty sure that she had learned her lesson. Besides, I'm sure that she was already in a risky position with regards to our parents. I finally told my grandpa about what I had said to my parents, the condition that I had set for them. I thought my grandpa would be upset, but he literally laughed along with me because he thought it was really clever and he agreed that my parents definitely deserved to get messed around with. So that was that. And even though I'm feeling a bit sore from being pushed to the ground, I felt good that I could finally slap the daylights out of my sister because she totally deserved that, and it had been a long time coming. Now I'm just hoping that my parents and my sister take this as a lesson and leave me alone. Update 3. Hey, So it's been almost close to a month since I moved out, and in September I'm supposed to start college, so I'm only going to be living with my grandpa for the next couple of months. In school is officially over now. I had my high school graduation a couple of days ago, and my date to the prom was my boyfriend, the football player friend that I had been talking about in my last update. Yep. Some of you guys called it. And I just wanted to get this happy little tidbit out of the way before I get into what happened with my parents and my sister. So after my altercation with my sister, I received a message from my parents 2 days later saying that they had come to a conclusion about what they wanted to do. They were going to let my sister continue living with them because I was clearly not the kind of person they wanted around her. Since I had always been jealous and petty, they told me that the only reason they had wanted me to come back was because they needed the financial support from my grandpa. But my mother's older brother had decided to step in as a partner and an investor in the business. So they did not require that any longer, and neither did they want me around anymore. I'm pretty sure that they thought that this was going to hurt my feelings, but I had already known about their true intentions from the beginning. So this revelation made absolutely no difference to me, and I didn't even reply to that message. I guess the fact that I did not reply got under their skin because they sent me another message a couple of hours later saying that they were going to block me now because I was a horrible human being, just like my sister had said. Not only was I horrible and heartless, but I was also violent and ungrateful. Violent because obviously I had slapped my sister the other day and it was no big surprise that they had chosen to ignore the fact that my sister was the one who had provoked me and attacked me by pushing me to the ground. Or better yet, I don't even think they knew about it because my sister must have not told them. And ungrateful because after everything that my parents had done for me, I still had the audacity to act like they were bad parents. They brought up how they had raised me and spent so much money on feeding me, sending me to school and clothing me. I really don't understand why parents bring up stuff like that when they are in a tough spot, because I think it's pretty much the bare minimum that they can do for their kids. It doesn't make them special, but I guess in my parents' opinions, they think that the bare minimum is more than enough and I should treat them like my saviors for all of that. Anyway, I really wanted to respond to that, but I decided against it because it would just be a waste of my time. So before they could block me, I blocked them first, and now I'm done. My grandpa and I are living quite happily and so far I've been accepted into a lot of colleges of my choice. I'm still waiting to hear back from some of the better ones though, and then my grandpa will cover all the expenses like he had promised me earlier. We are still trying to get into the groove of living together because I still do find myself getting mad at him occasionally for not taking me away from my parents earlier, but at least he's trying to fix that later on in life. He must have had his constraints as well, and I know that he really regrets not being able to help me out when I really needed it. Now we are working on it together, so I don't ever have to deal with my parents on my own again. Hopefully they won't reach out to me ever again either. Update 4. Hi. So it's been 14 years since my last update, and thank you so much for all the lovely comments and supportive DMs. I'm doing great right now and from what I know, my entire family has cut off. My parents and my sister, my mom's side of the family is still in touch with them, but thanks to my grandpa, nobody from my dad's side speaks to them anymore. Most people were not aware of the way I was being treated because, well, I never spoke about it. But after my grandpa started telling people that he was not in touch with my parents anymore, they started finding out exactly why we had had that fallout and my parents ended up getting ostracized. I don't think they have anybody to blame for this situation apart from themselves. So, you know, it's karma, I guess. I have absolutely no idea what my sister has been up to, but I heard from a couple of people that she finally moved out and is living independently as of last week. To be honest, that's the news that reminded me to update you guys here. My boyfriend and I are still going strong and we meet each other on the weekend since I go back home every weekend because my college is pretty close. I've made a lot of friends here and I really feel like a brand new person. To be honest, my grandpa and I have also been able to work on our relationship and are as close as ever. Now, he's my favorite person in the whole world, and I don't think anything can ever change that. He has made his mistakes in the past, but, well, who hasn't? I have forgiven him and we have moved on from everything. So yeah, I'm really happy now.